Hey everybody, welcome to Vinny Drinks Beer. You don't know what's going on here. We're cracking open some cold ones. We're gonna talk about the daily news. We're gonna talk about the old news, the new news, and everything that comes with a fuse. Make it go bang, baby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the show. Let me freaking hate this, adjusting the dials on this mixer. But anyways, that's my concern, not yours. It is Tuesday, I believe, and I think my cat likes Tuesdays because he's tried climbing behind me up this chair. But no, it's Tuesday. We're in October. The year's almost over. Goodness, and my cat's gonna be playing with shit. This is unacceptable for a podcast. I should just hit him over the head with a hammer, but he's I'm too invested in him now, so anyways, yeah, we're in October, guys. Holy moly. And I think that it's going to be interesting, all the people that are like, oh, 2020 is almost over, and oh, things are going to be looking up in 2021. Highly doubt that's the case, but, you know, if people want to run through a field with one of those streamer things and just envision that 2021 is going to be like, you know, just a soft, subtle breeze, kind of, you know, moving through a meadow and everything's calm and there's some kind of, you know, cute animal. I'm just trying to think of what the cutest animal might be ever. Drawn blanks. But anyways, yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying, whenever you listen to this, I hope you're enjoying your day, of course. I'm fairly confident that October 6th is National Salute the Flag While Facing the North Day, or something like that. Let's see what pathetic holiday is today. This might become a thing. I don't know, because all of a sudden I saw people over the weekend like, oh, it's National Boyfriend's Day, or whatever, and I'm like, you people really buy into this? You buy into this shit? So, let's see, what holiday is today? And this won't take. National Orange Wine Day. Oh, yeah. National Plus Size Appreciation Day. How at all you overweight people? We're not going to get into the holidays. Not this episode, because I feel like that'd be redundant. That would require a completely separate podcast just to talk shit about all of the dumb made up holidays. So we're not going to make that a thing. But one thing that we do, since the beginning, coined on the first episode, is, hey, we take 5 to 10 to meditate. So, right off the bat, you know how we roll. Let's check it out and get into some stuff. Tremendous. All right, well, speaking of kind of the OGs of the podcast, there are some OG listeners out there, somewhere in the range of like 10,000 to 50,000 people. I don't know the exact number, but one of them, my good friend Nicole, she ended up, well, I've known her since high school, and she got married recently, and her husband is actually stationed over in the UK, and she finally got the opportunity to she was living at an undisclosed location in Wisconsin. But she finally got the opportunity to move abroad. And so she's been a listener for a long time. She initially mentioned that my voice, she would listen to this podcast because my voice is so soothing. It would put her to sleep. Still not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, or if that's something that you guys are using this podcast for. Which, if it is, I don't mind. You know, I'll just slip in some subliminal messages into your dreams and everything like that. But congratulations, Nicole. Hey, you earned this. It's been great. You know, it's funny. She follows the Twitter, and of course I follow her because I don't have a choice. Well, I guess I do have a choice, but you know, you can't just lose your, you can't just lose audience members because you don't reciprocate the Twitter follow. But it's been funny. She's been over there for a couple weeks now, and just seeing her different tweets and things like that. For instance, like I said, she was at an undisclosed location in Wisconsin. No, she's not in the witness protection program that I'm aware of. If she was, kudos to her, because she is, like I mentioned, we went to high school together, and she's been playing it to a T for at least the past 14 years. Or 13 years. I don't know. It's so difficult to, you know, as time moves on, just trying to remember all these dates and times and things that you did as a kid. But if you were in the witness protection program, Nicole, or whatever your name is, kudos to you. We're all thinking of you. But no, she happened to tweet something about, you know, of course, coming from Wisconsin, they're known for cheese. And she tweeted something about how the cheese tasted different over there. And the only thing that I came into my mind was, oh, well, perhaps it tastes different because, like, it's more natural. Like, they don't use preservatives and whatever else you put in cheese. I don't know. I've never made cheese. And then I guess things are different over there, because I flew over the UK and that was about it on my way to Amsterdam. And that was, shoot, it'll be 8 years coming up. Wow. But, you know, I flew over the UK. It didn't really seem like a lot was going on. I recall, you know, you kind of take the red eye flight. I flew out of Chicago. I've only time traveled twice. Once was when I was doing something that most would deem not legal. Another time was when I flew to Amsterdam, and then I left Michigan and flew to Chicago, the O'Hare Airport. And, well, maybe I didn't go back. Did I? I'm struggling to remember if my departure was at 1 p.m. on a Sunday and I arrived to Chicago at 1:05, or if I left at 1:05 Michigan time, Eastern Standard, and ended up arriving. I want to say I'm compelled, because I always thought about this in my mind, that I left at 1:05 Eastern Standard, showed up 5 minutes before. But no, and then jet set that flight. Let's see. Actually, the gate we were supposed to be at was going to China, and this was 8 years ago, prior to any sort of quote-unquote virus concern. And then something happened with our plane, which scared one of my friends because she really had never flown before. And we ended up getting moved to a different gate. And we left. We were supposed to leave. I think it was somewhere around 5 in the afternoon, Central Time. And we didn't end up leaving until, I think, 9-ish in the evening. Somewhere around there. But, you know, basically left Chicago and then actually flew over Canadian airspace. So I don't know if that counts. If you fly over something, does that mean that you've pretty much been there? You've been there, but you didn't place your feet on the ground. I wonder if that's a thing. Because otherwise, it's like I knocked out a few countries like in a matter of hours. But regardless, and I'm not going to tell the whole story with regards to this, but I think I've already done that before. My little Amsterdam adventures, AA, as some people would call it. But just flying over there, waking up, you're over the Atlantic Ocean, and, you know, I swore I still saw a body floating around from the Titanic days, just, or maybe it was some sort of illusion, I don't know. But yeah, flew over the UK, and it was mostly farmland. It's like, what are these people doing over here? No wonder you guys still have a queen, because you're all just farming. But the point is, my friend Nicole, she tweeted, or maybe it was something on Facebook, nonetheless, posted a picture of the spider. Apparently, it wasn't even, based on the picture, didn't appear that large. But she took a picture and, like, almost ran into it with her body, taking the trash out, which is nuts. But she recognized it, fortunately, because who knows what kind of venom would be injected from a UK spider. I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. We discovered so many new animals recently. We just don't know. Why take chances? You know, it's like, if you're swimming in the ocean and a great white shark bites your leg off, it's like, you know that that's not good. If you travel abroad and get bit by some kind of creepy bug or arachnoid or arachnid, I should say, you just don't know. It could be something that no one has ever found before. They don't have studies on it. I forget what even a big hospital over in the UK even has to offer. But they probably, it's like a hit or miss on the cure, I feel like. You know, you get bit by something, try to describe it. First off, they're not going to believe anything you say because you don't have an accent. So you probably have about a 70-30 shot of surviving if you get bit by some anonymous creature, because your bloodstream isn't used to that creepy venom. Or maybe it is, because all of the cheese that you've eaten has all those preservatives in it, and it just, like, seals up the venom somewhere at the point of contact, just so it won't spread to your body and kill you. We don't know. And I'm waiting for scientists to actually take their job seriously and investigate this a little more, instead of worrying about, you know, wearing a mask. But anyways, no, we wish her well, Nicole, one of the OG listeners to this podcast. She was way ahead of the ball before you guys. I think at one point she had suggested that I read a children's book. So I read Chicka Chicka Boom Boom and gave my own personal commentary as far as that children's story goes, because from what I recall, it didn't really make sense. But yeah, Nicole, we love you. Everyone in the world just loves you. All these listeners, everything like that. And on that note, might as well take another 5 to 10 to meditate before we get moving on. And we'll get the reload ready. But no, it's been interesting because technically I was supposed to have a 10-year high school reunion a couple weeks ago, which obviously got canceled because everyone thinks that they're going to fucking die from what appears to be a, dare I say it, what appears to be a hoax. Well, it's not a hoax. I mean, it's a real thing, but I mean, just the way it's been handled has been highly suspect for the past 7 months now. Somewhere along those lines. But, yeah, the 10-year high school reunion, and that was the only one that we had planned thus far, because there was, like, talk about, okay, should we do a 5-year, a 7-year, which I don't know who came up with that, but that's just awkward. Maybe somebody's superstitious and wants to get good luck and everything like that. And then there was this proposal of a 10-year reunion, and that was supposed to be a couple weeks ago. And honestly, I don't even know if I would have gone anyways, regardless of this overhyped flu. And it's weird to think, because when I had entered high school, I actually started a new school from high school. I went to a private school up until the 8th grade, and then they didn't have a football team at the time. I wanted to play football, so I moved to this public school that had football, and ended up not playing football. And then, wouldn't you know that the school that I had left, I think it might have been the year, like as soon as they decided to leave, it's almost like they knew that I would have been too big of a star, but they ended up starting up their own football program shortly after that. But I suppose that's besides the point. So jumping into, and I'd known some people, you know, I had cousins and various, a few different friends that were attending the school at the time. So it wasn't like a awkward, you know, throw them to the wolves or trial by fire situation with regards to high school. But I was never, and I don't know if people would attest to this or not, I mean, because I really, for the most part, haven't remained in contact with a whole lot of people that I went to high school with, but, you know, almost kind of transitioning from junior high, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, to high school, especially a new school, being, not only was I a freshman, I was a fresh man in that school. and I don't really have too many issues adjusting socially that I'm aware of. I don't know, maybe I'm blind, but, you know, typically you fall into all these different cliques and everything like that, and things just kind of work out from there. It's almost like you create this factioned group of friends, and you just ride it out until graduation. But that wasn't me. That wasn't my character. I enjoy almost kind of, and this is still a testament to this day, but I enjoy kind of feeling things out, understanding people. Like, even for instance, and this can be applicable to transitioning jobs or schools, whether it be at high schools or colleges or anything like that, but, you know, just not really distinguishing yourself, almost kind of having a melodical presence and not really, it's tough to describe, I guess, because what I tend to do is to watch and listen and observe and go from there, because that gives me more of an easy avenue into understanding you better. I think, personally, one of the biggest... fallacy? One of the biggest detrimental things that you can do is just coming in and... It's almost like a form of narcissism, like being put, whether it be by your choice or not by your choice, thrust into this environment and then trying to prove yourself or be like the big bad guy on campus, like, oh man, he's so cool, everything like that, you know. When I get put into different social circumstances, you know, it's almost like that phrase, testing the waters. And, you know, you got to do that, because if you want people to understand you, you need to understand them first. Maybe. I don't know. That's my mindset, and that's how I choose to deal with those quote-unquote dilemmas. Oh, God. I can hear a fleet of geese. They were close, but thank goodness it's almost winter, because I hate those things. But I would much prefer to get an understanding of you and see how I can tailor my actions and conversations to revolve more around you, because that's how you build a trusting relationship, in my opinion. And I could be totally wrong. This is my method. I wouldn't trust it. But take advice as you will from me, I guess. But no, just, you know, I kind of like observing and then making my moves from there. I think it's way more beneficial, at least in my case, to do that. But I don't know, I guess it'd just be weird, because like I was mentioning before, I never really clicked with a certain clique. Like, I just wanted to be friends with as many people that I could be who were kind enough to repay their kindness to me. And it's this broad spectrum of people. I mean, I don't... Yeah, fuck it. We'll say labels. I mean, I was cool with cheerleaders, jocks, nerds, you know, academists, the people. Oh, man, just everyone. I always wanted and always do want to be cool with everyone. And it's a definitely a strange trait, I guess, to be advantageous enough to form almost like a Venn diagram, I guess, is how I would want to propose that. I mean, even just this initial big circle of me with a very large circumference, I guess. I was debating in my mind between circumference and radius, but I suppose at the end of the day, it all equals out to the same thing. But, you know, just broadening those horizons and having the opportunity to learn so many different things from so many different people has truly been mind-blowing and an honor. And I feel like I've been able to pick different pieces, the best pieces of everyone that I've interacted with, and almost kind of invoke those within myself to help me become who I am. Am I a terrible person? I mean, personally, that's for you to decide. It's not up to me because, oh my gosh, there's this guy walking on this trail with a face mask on. He's just free-floating. Nobody, sorry that we got off on this, but I gotta just shake my head. SMH. Well, I guess we could tie it into what I was talking about, you know, with this whole social distancing thing, wear a mask. I mean, it's difficult for me to comprehend because I enjoy the experience of being around different people and being able and having the opportunity to witness these different levels of emotion and thoughts and caring and, I mean, you name it. You know, I've dealt with people who haven't really necessarily been on that end of the rainbow. You know, I've dealt with crazy people, angry people, and I mean, you name it. As far as negative things, and it's almost like I have this drive to try to figure out, like, why are, almost play psychologist, unlicensed psychologist, but like, why are you having these feelings? Why is there a need to create this hostile separation between yourself and people that you don't like? And I think as far as right now, we're witnessing a heavy trend in that. The scales kind of weighing down on that side compared to the other thoughts and everything. It's just so strange, but I guess where I was going with this was the fact that it would have been enjoyable for me to attend that 10-year high school class reunion and everything like that. There have been particular people that I actually was engaged with after graduating high school. As a matter of fact, more engaged with after graduating high school than while during high school or whilst whatever. But, and you lose contact with those people, so I probably would have been enticed to go based on that fact. Just almost kind of throwing caution to the wind and at least trying to have an opportunity to discuss things face to face on what exactly happened and catch up and things of that nature. But I suppose it wasn't in the playing cards, which is fine. It's been crazy. Just I've been going through some things that at this point I can't really divulge on the podcast, but let's just say that they're not great things which have occurred in my life over the past, shit, damn near 3 months. And it has the potential to affect what or where this podcast may be going. I might end up starting a different one, but we'll work through that in time. But I feel so compelled, I suppose, just to, it's frustrating when you genuinely want to reach out to people and you can't. No, you freaking can't. But anyways, on that note, might as well take another 5 to 10 to meditate here. I almost said right off the bat, but no, we're like a half hour in. We're over a half hour. But, and I think I just thought of this like a perfect way to tie this all together with what I was going to talk about next. You go through high school and entering in as a freshman, it only lasts 4 years or, for the delinquents, a little more than 4 years. But when you first enter, it's almost kind of like the first real life preparation that you ever get, because you're assured that, it's going to go by in a blink, and You spend all this time with these people, and then all of a sudden, regardless of how close everyone is, whether it be like a tight-knit group of friends or, just loose friends, when you go off to college or university, as the British would say, everything kind of gets disbanded, and everything this perpetual motion of time moving forward and speeding up, and it's almost like we're getting hit with so many different things at once, because all of a sudden we have this immediate access to technology. I mean, for goodness sake, if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you through thin air, coming at you from wherever, from where I'm at in a bunker underneath the Denver airport, and wherever you're receiving the transmission. It's wacky. None of it makes sense. And it's almost like, is this what it's like to feel like you're getting old? And then you have older people than you constantly telling you that you don't, you know, oh, just wait till you're older. It's like, well, shit's speeding up pretty quick right now. It's so crazy. But I guess to kind of relate this to what I was going to bring up next, last week, a television show which I had been dedicated to from the beginning, it was finally the last episode, and I feel like it's so strange to, when things like that happen, when you put your dedication of time and effort into various things, I mean, this show, it had 7 seasons, and like I mentioned, I followed it from the very beginning, and all of a sudden, it's over, and, you know, it's just like a metaphor for high school, as if, you know, you spend all this time and energy observing and forging various relationships and working through trials and errors and tons of different concepts. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, it's done. Here's your diploma. I mean, go on, find something else now, because this isn't going to be here anymore. And in a way, with regards to translating that to life, I mean, that's scary. It's like you're put out in this whole new environment, but realistically, we've been creating these whole new environments for ourselves each and every day. Granted, waking up every day and going to the job that you've had for X amount of years, that doesn't seem like it's very different. However, the opportunity which exists for today to be different and today to be something unexpected, or an event could occur and it could all be over, and then you kind of extrapolate that from you know, kind of that whole high school perspective, and then you want to assimilate it into your actual life as you get older. And you know, we're constantly moving towards death. It's inevitable. But, you know, I'm trying to think of where necessarily I want to bring this at this time. I mean, it's probably my favorite show ever, and I think I talked about this before. My personal favorite show ever was Cheers. And a few years ago was when I started watching it, and I was immediately drawn to, you know, this idea of this friendship and this tight-knit group of people who just show up to this bar each and every day, and you learn about different characters and storylines and everything like that, and they all get tied together, and there are scenes it'll make your gut hurt because you laugh so hard. But in the opposite sense, it'll make you, I'll word it this way, it'll make your gut hurt because you cried so hard, because spending even this disbanded reality with these characters, it's almost like you become part of the show. I mean, Cheers was on, I think it was 12 seasons, something like that. Double syndicated, that's for sure. I mean, it's not, unless you had a heavy bag of cocaine and, you know, you were quarantined for 14 days, it's going to take some time to finish that whole series. But, you know, it's like these layered characters and the jokes they make and how they operate. And I consider myself so fortunate because I found something like that with regards to friends that, and it's not even like it happened overnight. I mean, specifically over the past year and a half, I've found, you know, a gang of mine just to have fun, have a couple drinks, and when it's over, you know, we just go home. I mean, there's such beauty and intent in that. And it's just so odd how we can manage to translate these various amounts, because let's face it, with all the streaming, not only devices, but streaming platforms out there, I mean, there is so much content. It's absolutely insane. I mean, you can fill your mind with essentially anything that you want. But I feel as if the difference is there are those certain shows that create these pathways that end up hitting you, and they cling to your actual life. You can find relevance and you can find meaning in them and every sort of that. But just crazy. Might as well take another 5 to 10 to meditate here, and then I have another reload and one more thing that I'd like to kind of bring up, but I don't want to go into it fully because there's a potential guest in the future that I would really like to have a conversation about this with. But for now, we'll go ahead and take our 5 to 10 to meditate. with regards to all that too, even as far as the landscape of the human mind specifically integrated with this newfound technology, I ended up watching this documentary. It's available on Netflix, called The Social Dilemma, and a lot of it was not very surprising. Pardon me. Because for the most part, especially kind of growing up pre to the birth of the initial version of the internet, you know, there weren't applications or smartphones or any kind of these advanced capabilities, but essentially what this documentary focused on was this evolution specifically over the past, we'll just say 15 years. Whether or not that's accurate, please don't quote me, but you know, you kind of get the sense of, you kind of get the gist of it, but just the amount of depression and sadness included with this almost unforeseen aspect of things such as advertising, influential marketing, ad targeting, various things along those lines, it and just almost witnessing, because it'll be strange to see my son, he's going to be 10 in February, and you know, he is locked on, he could probably operate an iPad better than I can, most likely. But it's weird just kind of seeing these trending rates as far as this advancement in technology, and I'll be curious to see where we go. I think a crucial target, then again, you don't really know. I want to say a crucial target to where we have a decent idea of where this technology is going. We could have an indication by 2025, more realistically, as far as fundamentally changing humanity as the baby boomers die off, as these, what would you even call us? As these various population structures who have grown up with the internet, how that, what sort of influence that will end up being. I think realistically, we'll have a fairly confident and decent idea by 2030 as to what direction we're moving in. Then again, I don't know. I don't know much, but I mean, with the age and flow, or maybe the ebb and flow, if you just want to call it that, but simply just, I don't know, you consider a decade ago, just the technology, and actually a decade ago was when I graduated from high school, and a lot of people can't remember. I didn't grow up in like a rich household, so I had like my phone was like one of those little slide out gigs. It was either a flip phone and turned into a slide out phone, but I didn't have an iPhone or Android or anything like that. I actually resisted Facebook with much fury for quite some time. But it'll be interesting to kind of see what develops over the next 5 to 10. Oh shit, did someone just say 5 to 10? Might as well take it. But I think the fact of the matter is that regardless of what happens, we just need to kind of roll with the punches. However, we do need to be very consciously aware of what we're doing with this. It's almost like we found the lost ark or something. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Bible or Indiana Jones, but you know, it's almost like we unlocked this thing, this purpose that almost it put rocket fuel into the advancement of humanity. Granted, computers have been along for, what, 6-7 decades? I don't know, but computers have been around for decades. However, all of a sudden we get slowly injected this unfathomable thing called the internet, where all of a sudden data and information is instant access constantly. And, you know, that's going through a revolution of its own as far as how things operate, and we need to be very careful and cautious about how we want to deal with this. But what do I know? At the end of the day, I'm just me and you're you, and we're working our way through this together. So, I mean, does it? I'm not going to say, oh, does it really matter? But I think we need to mind our priorities. We need to almost look, these developers of this social media and smartphones and everything, they're not going to hold us accountable for anything. So I think what needs to happen is we need to almost accept and embrace, and well, first we need to create it and then accept and embrace some kind of social responsibility with regards to all of this, because it's a very dangerous, it's a icy slope downhill, and one of our skis is broken, and you don't, it's almost like we don't know how to stop, and we're on this icy slope that is approaching a major drop off, which will certainly lead to death. So I mean, we need to prepare ourselves. We need to be consciously aware of what we're doing and why we're doing it, and not just blindly accept this, what appears to be not only yet again a highly deep invasion of our privacy, our personal privacy, but even if you're not doing anything wrong, it's such a tricky
subject to navigate around, and hopefully, perhaps, just to prove I'm not sexist, I can get my good friend Andrea on here to sit down, and we can discuss this, because it'd definitely be interesting and intriguing to kind of play off various ideas about this. And I'd love to get your input too, as well. I mean, there's the fake Facebook page, Vinny Drinks Beer, the Twitter at Vinny Drinks. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. Everything, if we had any sort of certainty in life, then what really would life be worth living? You know, it's fun to kind of keep this it's fun to keep this unknown thing going and just perpetually breathing and thinking and trying to weigh out different decisions without feeling overwhelmed. I suppose that's the best way I could put it. Let's see. All right, we'll take one more 5 to 10 to meditate, and I gotta get out of here. Gotta figure out what I'm gonna eat for dinner. Isn't that fun? I want to always genuinely thank you guys for tuning in. Whoever tunes in, it is much appreciated. And I, like I mentioned, dealing with different things right now. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but I will keep you guys informed as best as I can, with regards to that. I also want to, gosh darn it, it's like, really? You almost clock an hour in, and now you're blank of thoughts? We gotta hang in there. I appreciate all you OG listeners, and I know as soon as I shut this off, I'm gonna remember what exactly I was going to say. I think for those listening, the next episode will be a another Facebook live stream. I think we'll do that one for the month sometime next week. So if you have any suggestions on topics to bring up, etc., etc., I don't mind. Otherwise, I'll just look like an idiot talking into a microphone with my phone recording me on Facebook, and then we'll go from there. But for now, I hope you're enjoying your October. Do your best to just be you. That's all you got. That's all I have. And be you. Simple as that. Fuck it. Might as well take one more 5 to 10. And we'll get out of I thought SpaceX was launching a spaceship next to me. Nope. Here's our last 5 to 10. That was great. See you guys next week. Appreciate you always. Have a good one.